2023 is upon us, folks. The Buffalo Burke boys are back. We are in the hizzy. We are on a Skype call. I got my Bills number one fan background going on. Papa Dickie probably has his hair up in an afro. He is not on video, but he has beautiful audio once he got Skype working on his phone.
Thank you.
We're ready to go. Papa, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships in the Baltic Sea.
Baltic Sea. It's always something different. I love it. Okay, here's our intro.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
That's right. We will circle all the wagons. Hopefully we don't have to circle the wagons.
You don't want a lot of people to hear that. Is that why you're whispering?
Oh, gosh. I don't know why he whispers in it. I have to turn it all the way up to do that.
I mean, you got to turn it all the way up so all three fans of our podcast in Europe can hear you.
We have a solid 10 to 13 people listen to each of our pods. It's not
too bad. That's about 10 to 13 more than anybody else.
Yeah, I think Johnny Bernarski probably listens to it three times in three different mediums, so we get the full credit for it.
John Bernarski for president.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah. He actually may be, if Trump wins re-election, he actually may be invited to a cabinet post.
This is what I have to say about President Trump.
Nada. Nothing.
Nada.
Pop, pop. All right. Yeah. Week two, Papa. At Miami, they allowed a few fans in the stadium. Johnny Bernarski and Jay Green drove over from West Florida to the game over there in Miami Gardens. It was a weird game. The power went out for the TV, so there was a delay. Then there was a lightning delay. I couldn't watch the whole game with you. I had to leave. I had family duties back at the ranch. But it was a good win. It was 31-28. The game was not that close. Fitzpatrick did his usual, garbage time touchdown towards the end of the game. Got him, padded his stats, made it so the Bills didn't cover. But Josh Allen was absolutely fantastic. I don't know if you saw, they actually adjusted his yards. He went from 417 American yards to 415. They took 2 yards off of Dawson Knox's fumble.
I gotta tell you, I was a huge detractor of Allen, along with many others, from his high school career.
Oh yeah.
Through his college career, for right through the first 2 years as a pro, but I'll get into that in a little bit. I read some interesting things on Josh Allen that I'm sure a lot of diehard Bills fans know about. But anyways, when Miami went into Jacksonville Thursday night and beat up on them 31-13,
right?
I mean, this is no, that was no gimme game at the Hard Rock in Miami Gardens last Sunday. The Dolphins look competitive. So it bodes well that we did come back on them and beat them by three. And, I mean, this Fitzpatrick, he's decent. He threw for two TDs and he ran one in Thursday night. So that was a very good win. And Josh Allen, to be honest with you, he was scary. He played tremendous. 24 completions, 4 touchdowns, all career highs. Just an unbelievable performance 2 weeks in a row by Allen.
It was outstanding. His stats were incredible. His stats have been incredible for the first two games. But, you know, outside the numbers, Papa, what is the thing that impressed you the most, either last week or just the first two games overall? What impressed you the most about Josh?
I would have to say that he's gotten a helping hand, a serious helping hand. Coming off the 2019 season, in which he completed a very poor 26.5% of his passes beyond 20 yards. He had, like I said, many detractors, including myself. But in week two against Miami, he completed 3 passes of 40 or more yards, two of which traveled at least 45 yards in the air.
Amazing.
His newfound accuracy is an inexplicable mystery, or is it? And I'll get into that in a second. What are your thoughts?
I think it's good coaching. A big article came out today on The Athletic. If you remember, I subscribed to that.
Yes.
It's an article by Matthew Fairburn. It literally just came out like an hour ago. I have not had a chance to read it, but it's about Bills QB coach Ken Dorsey on Josh Allen's hot start, mechanics, and patience. I mean, Josh Allen obviously has taken all the coaching to heart. Ken Dorsey and Brian Daboll, they clearly know what they are doing. I don't think this is a mirage with Josh. I think he's good. I think they taught him some stuff. He's far from perfect. He still really can't throw the ball running to the left. But you know what? At this point, I don't care. I mean, he has been absolutely outstanding. You and I are pleasantly surprised. The big stat that I downloaded for this week that I wanted to mention is after two games, Josh Allen on throws 15 plus yards down the field. So that's a ball that travels at least 15 yards in the air. He is easily the NFL leader. He's 15 for 21, 380 yards. The 380 yards is what's first. Three touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, this is like a completely new guy. And I'm happy as could be. I want to give Josh and that weird little mustache he has a hug. I do. I want a hug. I don't know if I want a mustache ride yet from Josh, but I'm getting that.
That's a poor choice underneath his nose there. You know, you got to keep this in the back of your mind, Bills Nation, Bills fans.
All 13 of you in Europe. Bills Mafia.
The Bills used two second-round picks, everybody knows this, to trade up five spots to select the gunslinger from Wyoming with the number 7 overall pick in 2018. So let me stop there for a second. Somewhere in the Bills' brain trust, they saw this raw, strong-armed, 6'5", 235, 237-pound quarterback as the future of this team. But after watching him the first two seasons between you and I, he looked like poopy-doo or complete poops.
Not impressed.
And the difference not only has been Dorsey, who's been at the helm 2 years for Buffalo, but Jordan Palmer. Jordan Palmer is Carson Palmer's younger brother.
Right.
Played four years at UTEP, was a failure in the NFL as a quarterback. He was a backup for two or three years. He was no good. He had no ability. But he missed his calling because he's a football quarterback guru. He is the one for the past two or three years that has taken not only Josh Allen under his wing, but he's taken Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Sam Darnold, rookie Joe Burrow, Kyle Allen, amongst others, and broken their game down so they can play at the highest ability. And that's what this guy has done with Josh Allen. He worked on his mechanics, his mindset, which is the mental component of the game, and throwing with anticipation, which is timing, developing a feel with your in particular your outside receivers. This guy, Jordan Palmer, has transformed Josh Allen into a player in his third year that I didn't think possible. And I got to be straight up with you, Adam. I got to apologize to Allen. I have to apologize. I'm man enough to man up and say this year has changed my mind. And I could care less who he played the first two games. I didn't make the roster.
Agreed.
I didn't make the roster to open the season against the the Jets and the Dolphins, who I could care less. But the transformation has been unbelievable. You know, he's got that chip on his shoulder, Allen does. And I got a feeling that he is still just scratching the surface. And I want to say one more thing about Allen. There's some crazy SOB out in Atlantic City that I read this morning, a bettor, who went into the Borgata Hotel, number one ranked hotel in Atlanta City, and plunked down $25,000 that Bills quarterback Josh Allen would be named the NFL's most valuable player. Now, this is according to BetMGM and other outlets. Now, you ready for this? At 25-1 odds, that bettor would cash a ticket for $650,000 if Allen wins the honor.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
incredible.
That is incredible.
I think I mentioned on the preseason pod or the before we did the Bills played in week one, I think I mentioned that, you know, like all of last year, there was only one game where Josh was like really the man, and it was the Dallas game. That was really his only complete game last year, but it was nowhere near what he has been these first 2 weeks. I mean, he, especially last week, I mean, he carried the team from wire to wire. He was superb the entire game. He didn't have to run. He had 4 runs for 19 yards, but just the threat of him being able to run like that, and then just the outstanding receiving core. I mean, this has just been a pleasant surprise. You and I, since we first started the podcast January 1st of this crazy year, we had said, Josh isn't the guy, but if he is the guy, we will be the first people to eat our words. And I think we are having a beautiful breakfast here of Josh Allen is a good quarterback, and we could be on our way here. I hope we're on our way.
70.4 completion percentage after 81 throwing attempts in the first 2 games. I mean, how in the world can anyone argue with that very meaningful statistic? Right now, he is on fire. It's really fun to watch this offense right now.
It sure is. Bills lead the yards in, I'm sorry, Josh leads the NFL in yards per game after 2 games. Has 122.8 QB rating. Bills are 3rd in total offense. And again, you know, in this league, anybody can win on any Sunday. Obviously, the Jets and the Dolphins aren't on paper as good as the Rams in some of these upcoming games, but so that's fine. So Josh went out and just torched them, and that's good. And, you know, the last game without the linebackers, things got a little squirrely in the middle of the field. I got some good tight end stats here in a minute. But, I mean, we're 2-0, and that's what we all wanted. And now we got a tough game at home against L.A.
This is very true. I will say this about the Los Angeles Rams. This is a very good team. Obviously, quarterback Jared Goff and their big University of Texas running back Malcolm Brown and wide receiver Cooper Kupp. Those three individuals are stars in their own right, but we match up because I've watched the highlights of the 2 games against the Dallas Cowboys and Philadelphia Eagles that the Rams had, and simply from a viewing point, this team is no better than us. They're no better. They may be equal to us. It's going to be an extremely close game in my estimation because you got 2 very nice offenses that'll be taken. And they're almost mirror images of one another. Rams average 28.5 points per game. The Bills, 29. The Rams average 443 yards, total yards per game. The Bills are 468.5. Bills defense is slightly better. So this game, I think that Vegas has this game pretty good. Do you know if it's still -2.5 or did it go down to -2?
You know, when you look at ESPN or Yahoo Sports, I don't know what sports books they actually use, but I went to Vegas Insider where they have all the lines. And I think last year when we talked about lines for games, Papa, we used goodness gracious, Westgate Superbook. They seem to be the best one. So the line on Westgate will have the line a week before the game. So I didn't look at that. I looked at what the line was on Sunday night after we beat the Dolphins.
Right. What was that?
-3.
-3.
There has been some very serious money bet on the Los Angeles Rams. We are now -1.5 as of this morning.
Oh, and that's unbelievable.
I'm a little surprised by that.
Well, you know, bettors are not fools, but I am surprised too.
Yeah, maybe a little disrespect for Josh and the Bills. And obviously things are so much different now. I mean, a West Coast team traveling to Buffalo for the second week in a row. And I think I heard, Johnny B mentioned this week that the Rams initially, they were going to stay on the East Coast, but they did end up going back. So they were in Philadelphia, went all the way back, and then came back out, presumably yesterday. I think that's what West Coast teams will do. Instead of coming out on Saturday, they'll come out on Friday. So, I mean, it's tough, but without the fans in the stadium, I mean, it makes it a different game. I don't know. I think that line is a little low. So, you know, obviously that means on a neutral field, the Rams would be favored. So we shall see. But yeah, right now it's -1.5 and the over under is 46.5. And spoiler alert, I think the Bills are going to go under. I think the game is going to go under, but we'll do the predictions at the end. Let's see. Dawson Knox. I didn't realize he had a concussion. So he is out this week. Yes. Moss is out with some sand in his toe.
He's got a bad sand toe, yeah, terrible.
And obviously what is probably going to decide the game, because I have full confidence in Josh in the offense. I think what's going to decide the game is if Edmonds and or Milano can play. So Edmonds was limited in practice all week. He did practice the last 3 days, but he had that red no contact jersey on. Milano did have a full practice yesterday, full contact. They're both listed as questionable. So my gut says Milano, 90% he's in there. Edmonds, I'm not completely sure about, but I mean, we'll see. Bottom line, my gut says they're both going to be in there, but I definitely think Milano is going to be in there. And we need them. Did I see what?
Yeah, I mean, Fitzpatrick tore the middle up on us last week. Did you see the I don't know when this happened. The Bills signed Cam Lewis from the University of Buffalo.
Yeah, I did see that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, cornerback. He made the 53-man roster. That's pretty cool.
Bring him in. Levi Wallace is deficient at corner. Gosh,
I don't know what happened there. I don't know. They picked on him and they picked on the middle. But the injuries are, I mean, we hear it all the time, all day long, all night long. It is part of the game and got to deal with it. That's why a lot of these positional players on offense, they go 3, 4, 5 deep. And, you know, what's his name? Tyler Croft, Lee Smith, all these guys. They need to
step it up.
They need to step it up. And without Moss in there, Devin Singletary is going to he'll need a better start and finish to game three than he did in games one or two. But I don't have any problems with him because he will have a good year.
Yeah, I really like Devin. And I'll tell you what, you know, you look back at last year, I don't have the stats in front of me, but TJ Yeldon, when he was in the game, when he touched the ball, he did some pretty good things. I mean, especially catching the ball out of the backfield. He had some yards and some first downs. I don't mind him being back there. I would prefer Moss, but I think we're going to be A-okay with TJ back there. I mean, he can catch the ball out of the backfield. The one stat I did want to mention, and you hit on it, Papa, our defense in the middle, Fitzpatrick last week. So at the end of the Jets game, and then obviously all last week, So without Milano and Edmonds on the field this season, opposing tight ends have gone for 13 catches for 162 yards and a touchdown on only 95 snaps of the football.
Well, there's a that's a very telling that statistic.
Is not yes. good.
No,
that's not good. And the Rams tight end last week, I didn't see the highlights. I should have watched. Tyler Higbee had three touchdowns. So
yes.
I don't know if any of them were real long or just goal line, but the boy had three touchdowns. So we need these guys on the field, and we need to scheme for him.
In the old days, the tight end normally was a blocking lineman. It was far and few catches that they would have to make. Once in a while, you would get a Wunderkind where he would catch, you know, a lot of passes. But today, boy, they can kill you. They can. I mean, look what Gronk did in New England for all those years. Not only did he make catches, but he made huge catches. Unbelievable. So, yeah, without our two best linebackers in the middle there, yeah, these NFL teams, they will eat you up. They will just positively destroy you. And we need, even if they play 50% of the game, it would be better than 0%, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. We shall see. Like we touched on our offense in this game. I think we're going to be just fine. But, you know, we'd be remiss not to mention the two studs that the Rams have. Aaron Donald on the line. Jalen Ramsey, cornerback. I mean, these guys are all world players. Aaron Donald can get in the backfield pretty much on any play that he wants to, anytime. You can double team him, doesn't matter. He's just an absolute stud. But I don't think the Rams' pass rush overall is super good. Clearly, Donald's going to get back there and get near Allen. He's just going to have to be smart, move out of the way, step up, do a quick pass, whatever he needs to do. I've been impressed with Dable the first 2 weeks with the change up of the game plan from week one to week two. I think we'll do the same thing in week three. Jalen Ramsey, you know, he's going to be on Diggs. I don't think Diggs is going to go 8 catches for 153. I mean, we'll see. But even if Jalen stops Diggs completely, which I don't think he will, I still think Diggs will have his catches. How are they going to cover everybody else, even with Knox out? How are they going to cover Brown John? Beasley, Croft, McKenzie. I just don't know how they're going to cover them. I mean, our offense is just full steam ahead. What do you think?
Well, all the people that have negative thoughts about our defense, those first two games, as far as I'm concerned, were basically training periods or even like exhibition games. This, to me, because we know that this defense is so much better than what they've shown the first two games. The likes of Oliver and Tre'Davious White and our linebacking crew. This crew will come together at some point during the season. It hasn't happened in the first two games, but we've had enough offense to offset it. Now, last year's offense, we would have been 0-2.
Agreed.
We would have been 0-2. So the defense will catch up to this offense, and hopefully they can have a little bit of a start tomorrow at, what do they call it, Bills Stadium.
That's the
real name now?
It is. That's the official name, at least for this year, until maybe they get a sponsor next year. Maybe the Buffalo Burke boys will sponsor it.
I would have named it Papa Dickie Stadium, to be honest with you.
Pop, pop!
I have complete confidence in this defensive outfit. Sooner or later, they're going to step up, and you'll see Hughes and company hopefully feast.
I hope so. All right, let's get into some predictions. So, like I said, we are -1.5. Over under is 46.5. This is a tough matchup. Again, it's weird without fans in the stadium at all. Overall, I'm still feeling pretty good about this game. I think we're going to win this game. I do think it is going to be close, not super high scoring. I say the Bills win 23-20, And I don't think it's going to be a game where, you know, we're up by 10 or 14 points and the Rams score a garbage touchdown at the end. I think it's going to be close the whole day. I think there is going to be on both offenses, I think there's going to be, you know, a bunch of, you know, series where the team gets one first down, a couple three and outs. I mean, this is a big matchup. I think it's going to be a little lower scoring than the first 2 weeks. But ultimately, I do think the Bills will prevail 23-20. I'm feeling good about it. Remember Josh Allen.
Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Boom. What do you think, Papa?
I think, therefore I am. I'll tell you, you and I, we have the same mindset. I don't know if it's because if it's a father-son thing or a son-father thing, but I see this game as close because I think they're evenly matched on both sides of the line of scrimmage. I had a dream the other night, woke up in a deep sweat, 2:30 in the morning, and I saw 23-year-old rookie Tyler Bass kicking a late field goal in the fourth quarter to preserve a 34-31 Buffalo Bills win.
Whoa. At
Bills Stadium. I think they're going to go way over on the under over. I think at minus a point and a half, I think they're going to cover. But this is for, on paper. And you know what paper is good for. On paper, this game is super close.
Yeah.
They're evenly matched. The difference could be and should be this Josh Allen with his talented wideouts and his talented slot receiver in Beasley and even our rookie receiver. I think we narrowly beat them. And I think Josh has another good game. I'm hoping that he has a very good game. I think he's just playing so lights out right now. And again, the rookie guy, the Gabriel Davis, and Diggs, and we got the McKenzie, fleet-footed McKenzie. We should be able to hang in with this team. And all I know is that if we go 3-0, it's going to start to light up Western New York like it's lighting up Charlotte. But you and I right now, they're a nice team. They look like they're a nice team.
I'm pretty excited. This is game one of a gauntlet. Next week at Las Vegas, week after at Tennessee, and then the doozy, Thursday night football at home against Kansas City, where the stadium will not be rocking, but my gosh, that could be a big game, especially if we win two out of these next three games, or if we sweep them and we're 5-0. My gosh, can you even imagine? It's going to be incredible.
It is going to be incredible. Raiders and Titans away. Those are, I mean, just like you said, these four games, they will tell a lot about this team because these are nice teams.
Yep.
These are sure very will. Nice teams.
Sure will.
Yeah.
In closing, did you see the GoFundMe Bills Mafia thing? They wanted to raise some money to fly a banner over the stadium in a plane.
No, I didn't.
Did you see that?
No.
I saw it. They set up a GoFundMe. They wanted $3,800 to hire a plane because there's no fans in the stadium. And I saw it, and I'm like, I am not donating to that. That's just silly.
I would have wrote it a check right away for $1,000. If I would have seen, I would have wrote a check immediately.
Well, they don't need the money because they needed $3,800. The GoFundMe got $4,700, so it's going to fly, and it's going to say, together or apart, # Bills Mafia loves you. That is hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and they're going to fly it over the stadium right before the game.
Oh, my goodness.
So Rams at Bills, Sunday, 1 p.m. on Fox. Pop is coming over to the house with Bobby for the game.
Yeah. Yes.
It's going to be great. Bring some chips. We got beer. I picked the Bills to win 23-20. Papa picks the Bills to win 34-31.
Tyler Bass off the
Tyler shot. Bass. Oh, it's going to be great. This is going to be great.
By the way, did you know that Tyler Bass's real last name is Weegean?
Oh, I love it. I love penny loafers. I love you, Papa. Papa!
Love you much, boy son.
This was good. Good stuff.
Go Bills.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while. But for Papa Dickey, I'm Adam Burke. And remember, we are the Buffalo Burke Boys, and you're not. Bye! Woo-hoo. Go Bye. Bills!
Buffalo's got the spirit, talking proud, listen up, and you'll hear it, talking proud.
That was fun.